We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, Ardy and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
Selamat berpuasa, selamat hari Ramadan. Happy Ramadan, right?
Yes.
Bulan
yes,
Ramadan lah.
Well, you know what? I am Ramadan with taking all that unhealthy food.
Oh
this
yeah.
Month. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know what? It's because we are eating maybe maximum of 2 meals a day, mm-hmm. sahur and then breakfast. It's very important that during this time we actually have the most nutritious food.
Yeah, so what we're doing today is we're helping each other out with a healthier Ramadan with a mixed breakfast. And what better way to start it off by speaking to a nutritionist.
You got this.
It's okay. Lack of nutrition, like, that's why. Yeah.
Lee Zi Ling joins us on the show. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you so much.
Okay, just to plug, Zi Ling is very active on Insta. She's got a whole load of content. She's got 131,000 followers. Woo! Right now. You can look for her at Zi_Ling_nutrition. That's Zhiling.
Okay, let's go back to the past a little bit. Why did you even want to become a nutritionist in the first place?
I was very fortunate to be born in a family that is very health conscious.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So that's a very pretty good start for me.
How mm-hmm. health conscious is your family?
Most of the time my mother cooks steam food a lot. She's very health conscious. My father is also very health conscious. So when I started to show interest towards nutrition, my father just nudged me a little bit. Hey, probably you can, you know, study nutrition.
Oh. Yeah.
That's where I got into
it. And we're fortunate to have met you. So now you are going to educate us on a healthier Ramadan.
Yeah.
One question that will always pop into their mind, especially if they have families and stuff like that. How do I give my kids or how do I give myself the best nutrition during this time? Any advice on that?
All right. So like what Aisha just said, in truth of Ramadan, Bulan Ramadan, you only have 2 meals, most likely having 2 meals in the day. So you would want to maximize your eating period to get as much nutritious food as possible.
Mm.
So if you are talking about, for example, sahur, mm-hmm. Early in the morning, we would like to get in some food that is high water content and high fiber, complete meal. So complete meal means you would like to have carbohydrate, protein and vegetables in your meal so that it can help you to stay full longer, it can keep you energized all day and of course hydrated.
So what are some of the foods that we should be avoiding this Ramadan?
I've always a firm believer of no food is bad food, no food should be avoided. But of course during Ramadan, like what we have been talking about, there is only 2 meals a day that you can eat. So you have very short period of time to get most nutritious food into your body. So during Ramadan especially, you would like to be more mindful about your frequency and amount of this kind of food intake. Like high calories, a lot of sauces, high fat, fried food. You would like to reduce the amount and then think about how you can make it even more balanced. Like for example, you really, really want to get roti john. Try to think how can you add in more nutrients. Roti john don't have enough. They don't usually have enough vegetables. So you add more vegetables at the side. So you have full complete meal this way. And if possible, if the abang selling roti john is okay for you to do that request, ask them to give you less sauce. Yeah. So
okay.
You can play around this way instead of avoiding everything at all.
I like that.
Okay.
But I love me a messy burger. How then?
Then go to sleep and dream about it. Okay?
Rankan the mess la.
I actually got a question for this one. Is there a method to kind of like balance everything out, especially during Ramadan where you're so parched sometimes?
Yeah, because you're thirsty as well.
Right? And yeah. you down all this water, then like there's no more room in your tummy. So like, do you have a method?
So preferably, we would like to space out your liquid intake throughout your eating period. That's one. Another thing is you don't have to think of having only water as your main liquid source. There are vegetables, fruits, soups, stews. All of these, they do provide liquid too. So these are also great liquid source for you outside of water. So instead of downing lots of water into your body and you can't eat nutritious food anymore, you can spread it out, one, and then you can get liquid from other food sources.
Okay, and we've had so many questions thrown at you, Zi Ling. This one has to do with families. Now, sometimes, for example, kids, they always want all the oily kind of food, right?
All the sweet stuff, right?
Ah, there we go. So how do you convince people to have like a healthier Ramadan, especially kids sometimes?
Okay, because Malaysian is really, really, we really love food. We love food a lot.
We fight over food.
Exactly. and sometimes overeat, like a lot of us do. So first thing first, we really cannot tell them to stop eating everything that's high in calories, high in fat, if it's already in their lifestyle. It's already been, like, you know, past few years, they have been eating this as their habit. Mm. It's very difficult for them to do that. So we can start from frequency, amount, and like what I said, add nutrients. So frequency and amount means you can cut down the frequency of, for example, sugary beverage. So today is Monday. So you have your sugary beverage today. So tomorrow, probably you have to go for just teh kosong.
Okay. Mm. Then, so today teh tarik, tomorrow teh kosong.
Yes.
Okay.
And then just alternate, change. So start from there.
Okay.
So we start small.
Okay.
Baby steps to help them to change the habit instead of asking them to stop.
Yes.
Everything.
So instead of going cold turkey, you slow it down.
Correct. Slow it down. And then amount of the food, we can start from there too. Like, for example, instead of eating the whole plate of char kway teow, we can split half with the family.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, okay, we can share the calories together. And then also at the same time, you get to enjoy the food together. So instead of just focusing on the food itself, like, oh, I just down all my char kway teow for my own happiness and all, but you're also sharing this happiness with your family and friends. Oh. So you can share the calories and then just spread it out. So family really have to be supportive enough to help them to understand that, hey, you don't have to stop everything. You don't have to go cold turkey.
Yeah.
You just have to start from your frequency, your amount of food.
Portion control.
Portion control, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm.
Just the way you like it. You like it. Everything 100% real. True story. The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD, and Frame.